Hey everybody, welcome to Sleep With Me. We're presenting our Napcast today. If this is your first time finding it, we're a podcast to put you to sleep. This is a little nap-sized nugget of our podcast from Game of Drones. Game of Drones normally comes out on Sunday nights, about an hour and a half. This should be about 20 to 30 minutes, perfect size for a nap. We also have non-Game of Thrones, not Nana Game of Thrones content on Tuesday and Thursday nights. All of our episodes usually come out at 5 p.m. GMT time, or whatever the other way to say it is, like international computerized time, USP maybe, I don't know, UTI. Maybe that's a form of birth control. Anyway, this is a podcast to put you to sleep. This is just a little sample, or ideally it's just enough to take a nap. It's going to be a little bit of Prince Tommen and a little bit of praying to the old gods and the new. You can check us out at www.sleepwithmepodcast.com or on iTunes or your favorite podcatcher. Android, you can find us on Stitcher or Pocket Cast or whatever you use. Thanks so much for listening, and I hope I help you take a nap.
Hello, hello, this is Sir Tommen. Lord Tommen, your friend Tommen coming to you live from Tommen's room where I've been locked for 4 days. Where I've been locked for 4 days because Mother said I'm not to scream like a little girl at the table when she talks of beheading Robb Stark, and that I'm a traitor to my family, and that I should be sent to the wall to be one of those guys that has to work. It's so cold up there, I don't want to be there. But the good news is, my best friend, the best friend a boy has ever had is here, and his name is Brave, the bravest cat who's ever lived, the cat who put braveness in bravery, Sir Bounce, the cat that has dreamed only of being himself and nothing else, because what more could a cat be than a best friend to a boy named Tommen? And, you know, a legend, a brave, brave legend, who does things and travels the world and has adventures. And is so full of courage that fear knows what fear is only because of Sir Pounce. Otherwise, fear would say, I don't know who I am. I have no idea who I am. Staring in the mirror, wondering who I am is fear, feeling alone, and, you know, just why doesn't somebody say, hey, what's with the frowny face? And, you know, the one person that does, Mother calls Little Dove, and I know what she means when she says it, because there was one time where, on my name day, I got a dove, and then there was some things happened. And Mother said, do you really want me to give you this dove, Tommen? And it crunch, crunch. Oh, it was so fear, as it stares in the mirror and cries and cries and cries, hoping that someone will hear it crying and come. But Sir Pounce came and said, hey, fear, I'm Sir Pounce. And, you know, I'm going to bounce about. And, you know, come on, buddy. Let's scratch me right there in that area near my neck. But, oh, don't poke me there. That bothers me, and I'll claw and bite you. So, we were last left off with the tale of Brave Sir Pounce and the Quest 08. And we're somewhere in that quest late middle of the quest, I believe. Sir Pounce has found himself south. So far south, he had never been so far south. And he crossed through these mountain passes, and he got on a wagon and hit on the wagon, and he fell asleep. And when he awoke, he was in this great city called the Sun Sphere of some Sun Sphere. The sun is a sphere? I forget from my lessons. But they said, don't stare at the sun, Tommen. Oh, what are you going to burn your eyes out? I just said, what does the sun... Oh, the maester, I hate him too. And I don't think he wears anything under that robe either. I don't like that man one bit. But so Sir Pounce was in the south, and he started going around this sun sphere, and he said everyone was giving him this eye, like, who are you? And he said he, you know, looked up where the cats hang out, and he had some cat tufts, and they said, hey, you're not from around here, are you? Sir Pounce said, I'm not. What's it to you? And they said, well, we don't like you. We're Dornish cats, and we don't need any. Where are you from? And Sir Pounce said, well, currently, originally, or like most recently. And the cat said, oh, we got ourselves a talker here. Let's show them how it's done in Dorn. And Sir Pounce said, listen, guys, I'm not really here looking for trouble. And if you're looking for trouble, you're going to get it. And you're going to get it in so many different ways. You're not going to know what hit you. But I'd just rather, you know, I just came to this town when I'm wandering. Let me tell you, I got this pirate I'm dealing with. The guy said, oh, you got a pirate. And these were younger cats. They were tough. But they said, oh, pirate, huh? And Sir Pounce said, I'll tell you a tale of a pirate. So Sir Pounce told them a whole tale. He said it was about the pirates that stole some bananas, which are these strange fruits. Sir Pounce has told me about it before, and I don't, can't tell it, but it's a funny story, so I made all the other cats laugh, like, because there was bananas, and the pirates are being chased, and then the banana peels are very slippery, and so they make them slip on the bananas and fall down. Oh, and the Pounce of the cats laughed and said, man, we like you. You know, you're not half bad, not like these other cats are rolling here. Sir Pounce said, well, I'm all bad, man, that's why. And the cat said, oh, man, you're cool. Sir Pounce said, sure, well, not as cool as the cats from the north. And Sir Pounce said, well, you know, what do you do around here for whisker popping? You know, I need to pluck some whiskers. And the cats, they looked at each other, and they just laughed, and they said, well, that's not how it works in Dorne, buddy. We're a society of equals here. The Dornish men and the Dornish women are all the same, and the same goes for the cats. Within the cat community, the humans don't treat us as equals, but we treat each other as equals, because you people, you just spend all your time working the angles and all that. And so Pal said, well, it sounds like a perfect world to me, because I believe in the power of equality. As long as people realize I'm a cat used to certain standards. And the cat said, well, whatever, man, don't lay it on us. So they said, what you got to do is we strut up and down these docks, and the lady cats that are single and, unattached and looking, we do that, and then we don't have milk here in Dorne either. You look like a milk drinker. So Pounce, I'm known to drink a saucer or two, but I could. What do you drink down here? And they say we drink this tea that's also, has some nutrients. It's called chalk tea, but not CHALK like chalk tea, and we drink that. So you go and you have some tea with a lady and you talk to her. And so Pounce said, boys, you've never seen anybody talk like me, have you? I just told you a story. I cracked you. You were about to pounce on me and get your daylights knocked out by Sir Pounce, because you don't pounce on Sir Pounce. And, I don't even pounce on other cats except for, well. And so they went down to the docks and they strolled, and then people were like, look at this cat. What are you doing? You're not strolling. Sir Pounce said, this is called a strut. And Sir Pounce said, watch how it's done. And he walked up and down the Dornish docks deliriously, deliciously, and doubly, dangerously, and every D word you can think of, up and down these docks, dickety-dockety, dickety-dockety-dock. And, the cats, they couldn't believe their eyes. It was cats like, oh, my, fainting. And but none of them caught Sir Pounce's eye. And then Sir Pounce caught the glimmer of sun off a golden-colored cat with giant red spots. And Sir Pounce said, excuse me, I was just strutting here like I own this place, and I know I don't. Would you like to walk on the docks with me? And the lady cat said, I would not. Sapounce said, well, that's your prerogative. And, you know, this is my prerogative, doing what I want to do. This is my prerogative, just me and you. Would you like to be my prerogative? And Cat said, I don't even know what that word is, or if you're using it properly, or why you're using it in some sort of beat-type situation. He said, I'm going to go down, I'm going to have a glass of chak tea and milk at this underground tea house, if you'd like to join me. And Sapound said, okay, I'll give you a little bit of conversation. He said, oh, no, we're going to sit there in silence. And if you can keep your mouth shut and your eyes off of this prize, you might have a chance to, you know, see if these spots on me are actual spots or, you know, makeup type thing. And Sapound said they went down there and they drank this tea. And he said it must have had some caffeine because he's never felt more like chattering in his life. And this lady cat was taking a bath. And Sapound said her hair was so fine. It was finer than Dornish wine. And but he was patient. Sapound said he remembered one cat. I taught him to just breathe. Sapound just breathed. And Sapound said, you know, she couldn't, she was faking it the whole time. She was like, this cat's going to break. He's going to be begging me for a kiss. And Sapound said, then, you know, next thing you know, he was like, the whole city of Dorne was listening to two cats howling. And I said, what? Sapound, why were the cats howling? What? And he said, and then all the cats were howling. And then, excuse me, Tom, and I need to, and then Sir Pounce, you know, ran off, and someone caught him with my pillow, so I no longer have pillows anymore in my room. But Sir Pounce, he likes to attack. He attacks one of the chairs now, the chair seats, and it's the one the Maester sits in. So that's funny. So that's the tale of how Sir Pounce plucked of. I think. I don't know. But again, I've been in my room now, and I'll just be, I'm going to go sit and look in the mirror and think of Sir Pounce. So thank you. This is Tommen, and thank you for your time. Sir Tommen and Sir Pounce shaking out. Hey guys, it's me praying in. Crone. Sweet, lovely Crone. So wise and knowing and that stuff. Miller, you know, toiling away in the mills of the universal existence. Smith forging away with the, you know, cosmic stuff. Barky, growing, sprouting, budding. Also the other stuff, wintertime stuff, you know, it's not hibernating, the leaves fall off. I don't know, I forget, deciduating or something like that. Deciduation, that stuff. Gnarling, you do not gnarling. No, I don't know anything about knotting. What causes knots? Is that a, why does everybody complain about knots? What's up with woodworkers, Barky? Where do you fall on woodworkers? All that. Jester, joking around up there, kissing people, sleeping with them. You drinking wine off, probably doing some kind of like expensive wine drinking off of bodies. And grape eating is typical with artwork about your types, Jester. I wonder if you still have your beard. But some people might not even know you have a beard, so I just wanted to say that. Well, guys, I'm back. You know, I was wondering if I was going to, I don't know what you guys thought about that whole thing last week where I got angry. You know, I didn't have, there was no, I heard some lightning, I think. Though that may have been in my dreams, too. But, so I took the week to stay calm and say, what's up with these gods? What should I do? Is it time to go to war? If I have to go to war with Westeros gods, Yeah, I go way out. George R. R. Martin, Weiss, and Benioff were now like heroes to me. So that's you guys. That's one thing you guys got lucky. I mean, Jester, Smith, Barkey, and Miller. Technically, actually, the Crone's only the one that probably would have been a problem if I took out. And she probably wouldn't. So I guess no one dodged it because I probably wouldn't have taken the Crone out. Because that, you know, that, what if someone got that on tape, me taking out the Crone? There's no way I could spin it. You know, hey, what's it, what, you don't understand. She was a goddess. She robbed some apartments. And that's why I was screaming in her face. And, you know, with the brimstone and the firing stuff, you know, she was a battle between Earth and the heavens. You know, you'll read about someday in some sort of, you know, big book of fantasy fiction, you know, the collision of 2014. They probably would have called it the cosmic blowout when fantasy fiction crossed the line into fantasy fornication, not but not sexual manner. But if I knew. But anyway, guys, I'm just, you know, beating around the bush, I guess, because I think, you know, I think we're in a good spot, because this whole, I hate to waste my prayers talking to you guys without activity, but again, it was like this crossroads or split road, whatever, where I was like, which way do I go? Well, this I'll lay it out for you. Battle, you guys, which maybe... No offense, but none of you, but Jester's the one I'm most scared. Well, Barkey, I guess we talked about the battle. So that was, I was like, well, abandon you, turn my back on you guys, which but I'm pretty good at that. I've turned my back on them more than, well, I turned my back on my childhood faith. So, and I've turned my back on, you know, myself probably a few times. So, and plenty of people, you know, Maiden turned her back on me, so so that was another option. You just passive-aggressive activity, being like, hey, God, it's me, getting back to you. Crone, whew, what'd you have for lunch, garbage sandwich? Yeah, just praying in, you know, something like that, which is not my, it is my style sometimes. But then I was, like, thinking about this polytheism. Now, I don't know if you guys keep track of these. I don't know what's up with... let's see. I don't know if you guys keep track of the trends in the big cities with, but there's like this polyamorous situation that you hear about. And then I was like, well, I got this polytheism going with what we got. One, Crone, Miller, Smith, Barkey, Jester, five gods-ish, maybe the Maiden. And then Barkey, I don't know if you're one god or like 40 bazillion. But you're the head man for the trees. So I was like, okay, well, you know, this is a polytheistic relationship. Let me look at this like it's a relationship, two-way street, maybe. And I was like, well, I guess you could see, you know, you hear about people. And when I say that, I mean imagining people. I don't know if I've actually ever talked to anybody that's actually polyamor in it. And for me, I can barely handle auto hammer. So, you know, to get into the poly or, you know, I'm not good at any of it. So, so I was like, okay, well, you know, what are the things? Okay, variety, you know, you get variety. And then you get more than one, like more love to go around might be the thing. And I'm not being critical, gods. Maybe that's how you got to. If I was a god, it'd be much easier to be in a polyamorous relationship because I'd be like, sorry, you know, I got to go. I'm a god. And I got to get back to the friggin', you know, I got to strike down some shepherds. And I got a whole friggin' crop to ruin over there, you know, across the narrow sea. So can't hang out. And you could tell me that story about what your mom said to you on the phone later. No problem. I'll be here. And in some sense, I'm always here. So you could just tell me even when I'm not here, but I'd be better. Because for some reason, it comes in real clear when you're just telling it to me in a prayer type format. Man, you guys got it good. But so the polyamorous thing, and be like, okay, well, if someone's tired, maybe the other person's like, hey, I can listen to you. Let's have some connection here. And obviously, sex stuff probably. It's probably not as good as you'd imagine it, but it probably has its benefits, spice of life type thing. Not that crone, don't get the wrong idea. I'm a maiden man or, other people, but not, no sex. Barky, same thing. That would be seriously, no offense, Barky. I'm sure I don't know what the tree. Don't you guys just like, whatever you call it, bifurcate or something? But anyway, my point was that I'm like, how lucky am I to have this polyamorous relationship with some gods? I mean, I got the crone, so when I'm needing a little Afghan snuggle action with somebody with cold feet and that feels a little, like I want to curl up with an Afghan and some paper. I got the crone, and if I feel some bones poking into me and wheezing and white wisdom, a percolation of endless wisdom, I got the crone. Miller, if I got some guy that's going to talk too much about work and is like, nobody appreciates me, that's you, of course. If I, if I need someone to lay the burdens on me, you got the Miller. Also, crone, you probably got the complaining part covered. Like, the Miller probably just is, more exhausted, and where you've got the, like, what is going on with those neighbors? Okay. And then Smith, you're probably, like, a coach type, overbearing type. No, this is how so you got that down. And then Barky, you're definitely the silent god. I don't know, but that's handy. A lot of times, you got to give me that silent look where I'm like, oh, I know, and then Jester, you're the god that doesn't come to my graduation or pick me up, say, oh, I'll be there at 4:00. Don't worry, little guy. And then 6:30, and the last person teacher at school is like, what's it, man? No, he's coming to pick me up. He said he would. And then, I'm locking the school up. What are you going to do, sit in front of the school and wait for him? Oh, yeah, I'll sit in front of the school and wait for him. Well, I don't know if I can let you do that. Why don't you just, I'll just give you a ride. No, I have to wait. So you're that. So I'm like, man, how lucky am I to have all of you? So I can't quit you guys, I can't just abandon y'all. And maybe considering I'm as far... since that whole other movement we had where I was praising you guys and I had other people with the whole severed souls situation. So I don't think they quite understood about it, that I was praising you guys, because I was never, I wasn't too clear. And then I got caught up in being a god myself. So, so I guess I'm not calling to apologize so much as say, I guess I'm gratituding you up, gods, because I'm saying, well, maybe these polyamorous people with more than one partner, I think it's usually three, but not always. And I don't think Sam would like it, because he'd be like, hey, isn't that greedy? So what's up? I got nobody. I got this thimble. I'm giving it away. And you've got, two husbands, two wives, three husbands, three wives, whatever it is, could be, that's like you're freaking setting up poetry now, because you could have with the polyamorous, you could have A, B, B, A, 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 B, B, you could see Z, you probably have every letter. That's a wondrous thing about, but again, God, so I'm getting off track here, because I'm just imagining, and then, can't be an orgy if you're in a relationship, I don't think, either, even if you have like some, but again, it'd be like if you had really that many people poly Probably keep it simple. I don't know. I mean, I should have kept maybe. But it's like I didn't keep it simple with you guys, you know. I said to the, you know, when I, let me back you up to my whole faithness, is I saw a crone up there, and I saw her getting pushed around by the warrior, the father, the mother, and maiden, no offense, you're strutting your stuff. So I say, you know, I don't like the warrior, you know, he just seems, you know, we've been through this. So that's it, guys. I guess I was praying a prayer of nonsense of love for you guys. I guess I'm just here. I'm just lucky to be able to, you know, sit back, kick back here, think out loud, have you up there. Hopefully we've got past all the Mason mucking around in the Martin universe, and so he doesn't get mad at me. I think we got all everything covered. We just got to track down these nonsense makers. But that's it. I'm just proud to be your humble, you know, as usual. I came corrected. Again, I don't know. I got to apologize because I'm not 100%. You know, I'm like 70%. With you guys, but okay, so I'm glad to be you know, in partnership with you in a non-romantic, but in you know, we're in Sophia. What do we got? We don't have agape. Is it agape we've got? Might be filio, not filio. Well, I think a couple of you might have filio with, but no more. Maiden, you're an exception, but believe me, the clock has been ticking for like, what, 2.5 seasons here. The door was, you know, Maiden, this is my pitch. You know, a couple episodes ago, I was pretty sure you liked me. Now I just want to say, let's just make out, see how it goes. We could go on a date too. And then that's it. We'll just go our separate ways if it doesn't. Isn't the most, you know, most unbelievable thing. Well, you know, I can't say that, but, you know, I could amuse you, like, and, you know, we could be, you know, polyamorous, but you, Lysandra, Khaleesi might have, you know, just in case, Khaleesi, like I said, if she needs a distraction, like, you know, we say, hey, Khaleesi, let's polyamorize this situation, and then Crone, don't watch, okay? Because I don't want you to see me in that situation and lose respect for me. Okay, so that's it, guys. And Jester, don't watch either, please. Because I don't need you to videotape it and put it on friggin' something. And it's like GIF, and it's like you got some, like, music. You know, something like that. I don't know. All right, guys, that's it. Your humble servitude, gratitude in it, and praise in it. Your names, what is dead may never die, especially when it comes to you guys. Clearly, for the crone, it's true. So, thank you for this opportunity, in you know, to be revising our relationship. Yeah, bye.